Today, the city of New York released two long-awaited reviews of how the fire and police departments responded to the World Trade Center attacks. Both reviews call for a tighter command and control structure and better communications to improve the city's emergency response. Nearly 400 firefighters and police officers were killed on September 11th. From member station WNYC, Beth Fertig reports.
For 5 months, high-ranking officials from New York City's police and fire departments have been working with a team of experts from the McKinsey & Company consulting firm. Together, they've interviewed hundreds of police officers and firefighters and also examined computer records and radio transmissions from September 11th. What they found was an emergency response Mayor Michael Bloomberg calls unparalleled.
Putting aside any thought of their own safety, our bravest and finest carried out what the McKinsey report describes as the most successful urban emergency evacuation in modern history.
But that evacuation was also fraught with problems. Thousands of firefighters and police descended on the burning towers without enough coordination. Fire Commissioner Nicholas Scapetta acknowledges some firefighters, many of them off duty, went directly to the buildings instead of following procedures and reporting to staging areas across the street.
It's understandable what happened here, and in many respects, on 9/11, admirable that so many members of the department immediately responded to what was obviously a catastrophic event, and they did an excellent job of evacuating 25,000 people. I think we can do it in a more orderly fashion in the future.
The report recommends improving command and control procedures for keeping track of firefighters. Scapetta says he's already working on that. He's also begun testing new handheld radios. There have been reports over the past few months that many firefighters never heard evacuation orders on September 11th. A system designed to boost their radio signal inside the Trade Center went awry. Scapetta says the department will also explore using the police department's radio system, which is much more sophisticated. The reports recommend much more coordination between these two departments, noting some critical information was never shared. For example, fire chiefs in the lobbies of the burning towers didn't even receive reports from a police helicopter hovering above just before the buildings fell. And there were no senior police chiefs at a command post run by the fire department. Police Commissioner Ray Kelly says cooperation is now improving. The McKinsey consulting firm surveyed more than 500 police officers deployed near the Trade Center on September 11th and found 35% weren't sure of their own procedures.
We are engaged in a major training initiative for the department at every level, but it takes time. We have 39,000 uniformed members and almost 15,000 civilian employees. So it's a big undertaking.
He says he's already created a new unit for counterterrorism. The report also recommends bolstering the Hazardous Materials Unit and improving coordination with federal agencies. Glenn Corbett, a professor of fire science at John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York, says there are valuable lessons in these two reports.
I think you'll see some cities where perhaps the relationship between the police and fire and EMS agencies hasn't been the best and try to rectify those problems. I think you'll see perhaps more drills and things taking place, you know, where they actually go out and do a simulated incident using this unified command system.
But Corbett says New York City shouldn't be criticized for applying these lessons in hindsight. If the biggest police and fire departments in the nation weren't working as closely as they could have on September 11th, he says, they were also dealing with the biggest terrorist attack in U.S. history. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.